one winner.
Welcome to Country Guy Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Right now, as we are introducing people to the show, Brian Levine is on the loudspeaker giving everybody instructions here at the Pipe Show. How about that? Isn't that real?
It's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
So it's kind of like a time warp, because if you're listening to us and hearing our voice, you're also able to hear Brian Levine's voice
in the background of your
speakers. And that's kind of, there's a part in which that's a little terrifying.
Yeah, this is very true.
Does that open like a hole in the space-time continuum or something, you know?
This,
I don't know.
This is very true. And all right, so we're here, you know, y'all been hearing us talk about it for weeks now. Of course, we're here at the Vegas Pipe Show, the International Pipe Show of Las Vegas. This is so exciting, man. This is a show unlike any other, as we've been telling people.
Yeah, it really is.
And it's been great to actually see that has come
to
pass.
Yeah, sure, sure.
I know you've got a lot of different thoughts and a lot of different things that have, as you've kind of experienced the show. You know, there's something we got to do, though, before we get into it.
Yeah.
Because there's something I've been waiting for Las Vegas for. Now, granted, it's interesting that given, you know, where everything fell out and everything, we're here at the very tail end of the show, and I want to be mindful and respectful of the people who have helped to make this happen.
Yeah.
So rather than do this later in the show, I'm going to do this at the top of the show. You ever see Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
You ever see Pulp Fiction?
What on earth are you doing?
All right, so tell people what I just did.
Bo is putting a large briefcase. Like, no, it's actually one of those cases that look like the nuclear football.
Yeah.
Like, it's that kind of case.
Yeah, it's that kind of
but
case.
But it's on the table
it's
right now.
It's on the table
and,
right
and
now.
And I'm not aware of anything that is happening here.
So I need you.
You need me to?
I need you to open that case.
Wow. This is a surprise.
Yeah, okay. Now you have to use your imagination.
I am fully vaccinated, so that'll help, right?
Yes. I need you to use your imagination.
Okay.
You remember Pulp Fiction? You remember the briefcase from Pulp Fiction? You know how they opened it up and there was like a beam of light that was popped out, right?
Okay, yep.
All right, so in your mind's eye and in the listener's mind's eye, what I need from them is to see the Pulp Fiction briefcase that John David is about to open right here in Las Vegas.
All right, so listener, that's your charge.
That's your charge right now. Okay,
all right, here we go.
Let's go. Here we go. He's snapping it because they are snapped. There's locks on it. He's opening it up. Oh, he pulls it away. What do we got? What do we got, John David?
It is a mason jar full of whale song. Isn't that incredible? Dude, there's this giant briefcase in here, and like the rays came shining out, and here we are. It's a little tiny one of those little jelly jars full of whale song.
Yes. Now I need you.
What's the story behind this?
Well, first, so the story behind this whale song is that, as you recall, we were in, I believe, Miami, where you had just released Whale Song.
Oh, wow.
And
oh, I see what's happening here.
And everybody, I remember when you released it, because people were talking about it. It flew off the shelves. Nobody had seen anything go that fast.
Right.
And I was like, this is great. I remember getting the email. I got the email the same day that everybody else got the email, John David.
One of my best friends, I got the email. No one knows pipe smoking better than Bo.
You release Whale Song, I experienced it with everybody else's equal opportunity, which means equal opportunity to not get it, which is what ended up happening for a lot of us.
Yeah, that you're right.
So anyway, what ends up happening is so we get to Miami. I'm thinking, John David, he's going to have at least just a sample, just a pinch, just like a nickel bag, like something. You're going to have something.
Something.
For me.
I left you high and dry.
You had nothing.
I left you high
you
and dry.
Had nothing for me.
So, I'm so sorry, bro. I feel like there is a part of me that I think will never live that down.
No,
like that, you know, that it's one of the most like celebrated tobaccos that we ever debuted at the Country Squire.
Yeah.
And of course, Quinn worked his tail off on that. You know, he worked really, really hard. And I didn't save you a drop. I didn't save you a single drop.
Not a drop, man. It was bad. It was abysmal. But it has all been rectified thanks to our good friend Eric up in Grand Rapids,
Michigan.
Okay,
so this is what Eric gave you up there. Like, Eric, like,
yes.
you had this big deal where, like, Eric you went up there and then you mentioned something about he gave you
Atomic Breakfast and everything else. But beyond that, he also hooks me up with some Wilson. Now, I got to say.
Well, that's great.
I got to say, he was not the only generous listener. We've had a lot of people who are actually like, Bo, let me hook you up. Like, I'll send you. I'm like, no. I don't want y'all to have to do that or anything like that. So I'm very cognizant of the fact that Eric has hooked me up. But here's the thing. You took the whale song and you put it on the briefcase. You are about to rectify something right now. You're going to pick that up. You're gonna hand it to me, John David. That's what I want you to do.
Say it again.
I want you to pick it up and I want you to hand it to me.
Oh,
We're making good.
Oh,
Eric,
this is like
Eric is creating a redemptive moment.
This is
here
like
on
a
Country
forced.
Squire Radio.
This is some kind of power play. Here at the Las Vegas Pipe Show.
At the Las Vegas Pipe Show.
Well, you got this power play. Okay, so here...
Well, now you're turning it back on me because you're not actually giving it to me.
I know. I'm kind of wanting to keep it because I've only got 2 ounces of it myself hidden somewhere. And it's like, maybe I've lost it. Maybe
my
this is my chance,
gracious.
Right? So here I'm handing the whale song to Bo.
Thank you.
And he is receiving it.
It is
and he
now
is,
official.
And he is so thrilled.
So, you know, it's worth noting not just thank you to Eric, of course, for the gift and everything else, but also a big thanks to Nate King of Nate King Pipes, who there have people that when we had Brian on the show a couple weeks back, I mentioned I wanted to pull this gag.
Right.
But when I got here, I told people, I was like, they're asking about it. I'm like, I don't have a briefcase. They're like, Nate King, talk to Nate King.
Just
kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, I know of Nate King. I don't know him personally.
He brought his all his cases to put his fancy pipes in.
He's got the briefcase and everything out. You got to get it from him.
Oh,
so big thanks.
Hilarious.
Nate King Pipes, of course. Man, we appreciate you for helping us out with that bit. Man, we are here at Vegas. This has been absolutely amazing. You and I have had an interesting experience because obviously, as listeners know, this year we've been batching episodes. They've been hearing all of
That's
our
right.
shows from Las
yeah.
Vegas. And this was what we've been building up to over the last, you know, in the listener's mind, last several weeks, right? Because we've been talking about being in Vegas and everything else. It's all been about coming to the show. And because we've been doing those episodes, we haven't been here. And so we got to the show, and everybody's like, where have you been? Like, you know, it's
all day
like,
long. Like, yeah.
It's like that cousin that shows up that's, like, from out of town, and they're like, when are they going to get you? Like, everybody's happy to see all the other cousins and everything else. But, like, when's that one cousin going to get there that thinks they're, like, too good for us? Like, what
yeah,
are they
going to
get?
Yeah, you know that guy? Wait, like, he's probably behind the shed, like, smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Something, you know?
Right. And so, you know, anyway, man,
that's funny. We showed up a little late, but it's great. Now, of course, anytime you get around pipe smokers, you immediately fall into home, and it just feels it feels like the right place for us to be, man.
Absolutely.
It's really great. I know they're really, really proud of how this has come off this year. You know, this is a rebirth for this Las Vegas
it
pipe
really
show
is, yeah.
And they've worked hard to re-energize it, rebrand it in some ways, and really make a dedicated effort to get a lot of new people to come to the show, and boy, they pulled it off.
I tell you what, man,
they pulled it off.
I've been talking to some different tables, carvers, as well as kind of just, you know, sellers and vendors and whatnot. And it was interesting because I think for some folks, there was kind of this question, especially in kind of a post-COVID world with all of these shows, of what does it look like? Will people come back? Is this going to be a good investment for me to come and set up?
Right.
And I think everybody, especially folks who have been like, burned in the past from other shows, they come here and they're seeing the energy they're getting from Brian Levine, who I want to be very, very just appreciative of, show nothing but love and respect for.
He just stuck his tongue out at me.
I know. That did happen.
I don't want to appreciate. Hey, what are you doing touching my ear? Hey, Brian. Great show, Brian.
Good
Great
job,
show.
Brian.
Good job.
No, but that's the thing, man. Like the I've been talking to everybody, especially folks who have done this in years past and are experiencing it for the first time this time around,
sure.
too. And, man, it has been awesome to hear. I don't know what you've heard, but from my standpoint, a lot of people have talked about, they talk about kind of the new blood, the energy that's here with kind of the social media stations and that sort of thing that have brought in younger folks into the pipe, I keep on saying the pipe club because it feels like a massive pipe club.
Pipe community.
But the pipe community.
Right.
But then also, the thing that they keep talking about that keeps on coming up is the layout. Now, you know, it's interesting because I was talking to Brian about this. And, you know, you think about, you ever see that, what's the movie, The Founder? With,
I don't know.
It was about, like, the guy that, like not did kind of, like, created McDonald's. He wasn't, like, the two brothers that owned it, but he was the guy that kind of came in. And
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, so the thing about McDonald's, the thing that made it so incredible, was not the products, per se, but it was the...
It definitely wasn't that.
It was the process.
It was the process.
It was
how
the
they,
entire process.
How they used the kitchen to work together and
That's
how those
exactly
all those
right.
pieces... it was kind of revolutionary. It was
Absolutely.
Almost like Henry Ford to fast food, you know?
Well, I would say that the revolutionary one in the room right now is Brian Levine. Because
I think so.
What he's done with the layout of everything, the way that he has incorporated all the various different styles across, every single person I've talked to that has been here before and has talked about this one, they've talked about the new blood, they've talked about the social media approach, but they've also talked about the layout and just how it is completely innovative.
Yeah.
And it's something you would think is so simple. But I think it takes somebody with the ingenuity that Brian Levine has, and nothing but the respect that we are showing Brian Levine in this very moment as he keeps on trying to come over and
troll
us.
While he defiles us.
Yeah, I know, right? It's ridiculous. absolutely ridiculous.
I've always wanted to talk into JD's microphone, and this is I'm done.
This is what happens. This is what happens with us recording.
We're gonna have to burn this this mic popper thing.
Since we're recording at the end of the day, Brian Levine is of course obviously very loose.
He's real loose. Yeah. There's no telling how many vodka tonics he's had or whatever.
You still got another day of this, buddy. You better keep it sharp, man. You gotta keep it sharp.
It is going well. Brian, you want to just real quickly...
Do you want to jump on real quick?
Why don't you hop on real quick? Just 2 minutes here.
Okay. Here I am. Do I talk into this part? I'm shy on microphones, you know.
So, yeah, this actually works out great. Brian's sitting here trolling us, so we're going to use this as an opportunity to actually get him on mic and talk to him about his great pipe show. Of course, Brian, you've been working, you and Dave, right?
Yeah, Dave Peterson.
And you guys have kind of re-envisioned this thing. You've... obviously breathed on a lot of new life into it, but you've rebranded it, literally rebranded it. And tell me the, I kind of have the benefit, we're friends, and you've kind of told me about some of it, but give our listeners the idea of like, what was your genesis of, like, what, you know, what's the vision for why you did some of these things? Because obviously it's worked great.
So Steve O'Neill and Marty Pulver started this show in 2009.
Yeah.
And they started it as the West Coast Pipe Show because it was the only show west of the
on this side of the country. Which is kind of amazing.
And it was great. It was a club like gathering of friends that would come and hang out.
Yeah,
and it was a great feeling. And I kind of missed it because it quickly became my favorite pipe show.
Yeah,
they missed a couple of years, and then they weren't sure if they were going to be able to get it started again.
Right, yeah.
So Dave and I were on a Zoom group together and said, you know what, we're looking at each other, Marty's talking about it. I said, you know, let's do it. But we wanted their blessing, and we wanted them to know that we were going to take it to the next level that they never intended it to be, which is a international gathering.
Right.
And you know, just make it and use the power of podcasting, the power of YouTube and Instagram, to bring those people out of the virtual world and into the reality world of pipe smoking.
Now that we can do that again.
Right. And you know, just say, all right, this is different. It's still the genesis, but now it's the next level.
But you can tell though, the energy's here. The identity is here. I think the character of the show is going to fundamentally set the tone for all the years to come. And y'all crushed it, man. You really did. It's great. Everyone here has had nothing but really kind things to say, and I think that's well earned. Yeah, I really do.
So. No, we talked about it for a couple months, and then we signed the contracts and got the blessing going.
You put this thing together in like record time.
It was about 4 months.
Because I mean a show, and for folks that aren't aware, this is not a little like, you know, trick or treat thing at your church's like, you know, gymnasium or something. Like the amount of logistical nightmare that goes into something like this is really, really impressive that, you know, you guys were able to pull off in the time you did. Of course, you have an experience in some event planning in your work history and that type of thing.
Last trade show floor I managed was like 300,000 square feet and 289 booths. And
did you do like the IPCPR or something? This is crazy, man. I mean, this is small potatoes compared to that, but I mean, the idea is we're moving in that direction.
It's smaller, but it's got all the details of it. I mean,
all the intricacies of it.
There's
well
people
designed.
That needed high speed internet in order to function their booths. There's people that needed electricity. There's people that needed specific locations because they wanted to pair up with somebody else and stuff.
Sure, sure.
So you work all that in and you look at it, and
then you got to find a venue that lets you smoke on the show floor.
And I can
tell
you,
let us smoke on the show floor.
And we got a venue that was willing to give us 20 rooms allocated on the 14th floor, which is their smoking floor, so we can have room hopping again.
It's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah.
They gave us guest passes for those that aren't staying here to go up there. They gave us the smoking lounge area that we have right now. It's 2,000 square feet.
They have been so accommodating then. Yeah.
And it was open yesterday from 5 to midnight.
Well, not enough nice things to say about the Palace Station Casino Resort. here. It's really, really great.
No, so. they've been great to work with, and this blue microphone cover.
Yeah, get this man off my show.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, Brian,
I thought y'all were hobbits, but now I feel like I'm talking into a Smurf microphone.
Yeah, I know, right? Brian, thank you for stopping by, man. And seriously, thank you for inviting us to be a part of this and just and being, you know, being such a lion in our community. You've done great work, and we're proud to know you, and we love you.
And thank you to you guys for coming out here and hanging out with us and being here and doing this right here at the show.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're watching everything close down, but pretty soon we're going to put a rope around you and all the drinkers will be over there, and I'll tell them to come over here and hang out with you guys. So I wish you all the best.
That's great. Thank you, Brian. We appreciate you, brother.
Man, all right. So I know that we've had kind of a limited time to actually work the floor and everything.
Right.
But I gotta at least mention one. Like there's been a lot of standout moments even in the time that we've had this afternoon. There's two that I want to mention. The first one is a personal one, which is I'm going by and I'm at Reformed Pipes. Reformed Pipes? Reformed Pipes.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I'm there, I'm scanning through and, man, my wallet is yelling at me.
There was one that caught your eye.
There was not just one that caught my eye.
That's the problem with pipe shows.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Because they're everywhere.
Have you seen the iguana pipe? You know the iguana pipe? You've seen the iguana pipe.
The iguana pipe?
I guarantee you have seen this pipe, man. Because I remember, you know how it is.
Is it made of real iguana?
No, but it looks like it does. Like, you know how it is at these pipe shows. You see all of these pictures of pipes on Instagram, Facebook, making the rounds. And then, you're walking by a table, and suddenly there it is. That pipe that the algorithm knows.
That's the one.
But you've never seen that pipe? I know you've seen that pipe.
That doesn't look particularly familiar to me. Yeah. Maybe I have seen something similar. That's crazy. Yeah, it's got basically it's got the
wrinkled
scales
and the scales
and the wrinkled skin that you would expect on like a lizard.
And listen, that bad boy is sharp.
It's got spines.
The spine is sharp and everything.
Who made that?
Let me see if I got a picture of the thing.
But that pipe was sitting on Reformed Pipes. Redeemed pipes.
Redeemed pipes. So it's redeemed pipes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that. Well, he was telling me, he's like, that pipe has been for sale for a long time. Like, that's been like online making the circles for hours.
Isn't that crazy?
I know I've seen it for a while, but it's like $2,400. Yeah. I probably can't swing that.
That's why.
So that was one thing. That was a personal thing that I saw that really stood out to me. The other one is a moment that we had, John David, or a moment that you had, I should say.
Yeah, that was actually pretty cool. You want me to tell about the moment?
Well, so as we're kind of going through, and you know, we're seeing people, and some people we're seeing for the first time, especially me, because I haven't been to a pipe show since Texas back in the
long
day.
Time.
And so people come up, and because of obviously they're familiar with our voices and everything else, there's this anticipation of knowing. But I'm bad even with people I do know in terms of faces and names,
right?
So I always have to ask, okay, remind me your name and that sort of thing. So it is not surprising that we have some folks from time to time that come through and will come up and kind of say, hey, and kind of expect us to know who they are.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this happens. And then on top of that, this is the thing that makes it even another wrinkle into that. We are at one of the most forward-thinking pipe shows that has YouTubers and podcasters and internet personalities. So there's also this other wrinkle of you might need to know who this person is.
We might
know who they are. Someone comes up to you that you have never seen before.
I've known for
face.
Years.
Someone comes up to you and asks you who you are. And when there's kind of this thing okay, now is this a listener? Is this a club member?
Yeah.
Is this a YouTuber? Who could this be?
I had a bad feeling about this one because I was
really?
He kind of had a little chip on his shoulder.
I did see it in his eye.
And the thing is, I really should have known who this was. But,
uh-huh.
But this particular person is someone who I've known. I've known this person for years, but never met in person.
Right.
And look up to this individual very much, and have said multiple times on this show that I hope I get to.
To basically be him
one day.
Yes.
And the thing about this particular individual is he never, ever puts any of his images online. He doesn't do that. That's
right.
Not something that he does. He's just not. And there you go. And all of a sudden, this guy's kind of being a jerk. And then you realize, that's Greg Peace.
I cannot believe. Hey,
it's so funny, man.
I cannot believe you've never met Greg Peace in person before.
I've known him for years, but I don't know what he looked like.
Yeah.
It was hilarious, man. It was really, really great. So, he hugged my neck and gave me a hard time. But it was really special. Yeah. It's neat. And, man, all the people that we get to meet here, of course, in person, You know, and connect with it. It's a joy.
Man,
it really is.
It really is something special. I got to tell you, that was a special moment to
Adam,
witness.
Adam from Get Piped is taking photos of us.
Oh,
right
that's
now.
Right. What's up? Hey. And,
I feel. Did I powder my nose today? It's like, man, I should have spent more time in the bathroom or something. You know.
We should get Adam on. You want to get Adam on the mic?
Yeah, let's get Adam on the mic.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
Let's get him.
Come on. Get over here, dude. I tried to catch you earlier, and I was scrambling to get over here as I was running late recording, yakking it up with some folks and everything. But I got to see Nick and was so excited to do that. But I hadn't had a chance yet to chat with you, and now I got you on my mic. What's up, bro?
I'm stressed. I'm stressed.
You're stressed.
I'm stressed.
Wait, why are you stressed?
So
you look great. You look like a million bucks. This gentleman is wearing a bright Get Piped like Hawaiian shirt that you could see from space.
You can. You can definitely see it.
He's got a matching watch. He's got some 5-inch inseam shorts on. and basically a Indiana Jones hat. You look like a million bucks, man. You're doing great.
So my plan was like, okay, we got a table, so yeah. We'll set up the table.
Yeah.
You know, 8:30. You know, we'll sleep in an extra 30 minutes, and
yeah,
then
yeah.
10 a.m. You know, we'll spend an hour. This is my mindset. We'll spend an hour at the table, and then we'll go walk around, maybe buy a pipe, maybe get some tobacco. You know what I mean?
You throw those plans out early.
Oh my gosh! I went to Nate, got some video stuff of all of his display, and I was like, oh, I'll probably come back get one of these. He's like, yeah, don't worry, they'll be here.
Yeah,
they weren't there an hour later, and then I found a piece from David Huber.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow, this is beautiful.
I met David for the first time tonight. Actually,
oh, really?
I've been a big fan of his
great
work for years and years.
He had like this ram's head looking thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, wow, I want to buy this. I will buy it.
But
I'll
now
come
you
back.
Can't afford to get home. Is that the issue?
Now I can't get home. No.
Yeah, you brought your wife with you, right?
I brought. Yeah,
okay,
we call her Get Wifed.
Get Wifed.
But
yeah.
Dana also works. That's
well, you know,
by
I mean,
birth,
we don't wanna,
that's what they call her.
Okay, that's good. That's her. That's her baptized name or whatever.
Exactly.
But she's Get Wifed. Yeah. No, that's great, man. Has she been enjoying the show too?
She has. It was actually the most wholesome thing. We were walking. We did get an hour or so, maybe 45 minutes to walk the line, and she stops me and she goes. She goes, hey, can I say something to you? And I'm like looking at my watch. I'm not going to lie. She might listen to this one day. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? We only got like 40 minutes left before we got to be back at the table. And she goes, I love doing this pipe show stuff with you. And that like.
You fell in love with your wife all over again.
I did.
Didn't you?
A literal tear. I was like, that was wholesome.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing me that woman.
That was wholesome.
That's really cool. Wholesome is a good word to put with it. It gives you an opportunity to enjoy something like this with your spouse, your life mate, you know? Isn't that a blessing? That's so great.
Because I'll be honest, there's times where, like, you know, in life where other, like, maybe my wife wants to do something, I'm not super into it. And,
yeah.
And I do it. But she's into this.
She's a trooper,
she's
man.
She's into
and
this.
She enjoys
you know what I mean?
It. And I guarantee you she enjoys it because she knows, in part, how much joy it gives you.
It does,
And one thing I want to brag on you a little bit, like, the joy you take in pipe smoking and in our community is so evident in everything that you do. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
Man, I'm just,
thank
I'm
you
tickled.
So much.
You and, you know, everything you guys are doing, y'all are the future, and we're just thrilled to have you doing everything you're doing. It's
absolutely.
Really, it's encouraging.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, brother, it's great. Well, I'm glad. We kind of surprised you a little bit, attacked you to get you to come on our, you know, you were just sitting here taking photos, and we...
Yeah, am I allowed to do that?
We absolutely you are, but what that means is that we get the little, what's the little hook thing that they get people off the stage with? Well, we grabbed you with it and pulled you on the stage. Yeah.
No,
what's your impression so far of this? Like, now you guys are recording as well here, right?
Yeah, so we're doing a show tomorrow, so our plan was like... We'll let the big finale on Saturday go, and then we'll be the premiere stage on Sunday.
There you go.
Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it will give us the full opportunity to understand the whole show.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I guess my big takeaway was Chicago was a very, like, overwhelming kind of experience, especially for my first show.
Yeah.
This one's more like a...
This is different.
It's like it's Vegas, you know what I mean? It's like a little spice in there.
And
like,
it's West Coast.
Yeah.
Like it's on this side of the country. And, you know, in our side of the country, people are a little more high strung. And, like, people here are just comfortable.
Yeah.
And, like, people are, like, they're just chilling, you know? I like that.
My analogy was like this show is a very hands in pocket show. I don't know what that means or if that makes sense, but like Brian's hand in pocket right now. This is the most poetic thing I think I've ever said. Okay, just took him out, so now I'm wrong.
That's probably best.
But yeah, it's been a blast. I like how I feel like I'm having fun, and I do at every show, but this one's like the Vegas fun.
Folks really feel relaxed. Yeah, though. And I've talked to several pipe carvers here. They say, and I won't name names because I'm sure they would appreciate this, but that several of them have said this is their favorite show because of that reason. And like they're around real pipe community people, so there's a real essence of like we're all in the same family. It's low pressure. There's also stuff to do. We're right down the street from all these incredible world class restaurants and all this other stuff. So it's exciting, you know. It's really neat to be a part
absolutely.
Of this. Yeah, but I'm glad we get to be a little small part of the kind of reimagination of what this is going to be like. So it's cool. We'll try to leave the podcasting booth. You know, in one piece for you. I'll you know, make sure to pressure wash our pressure wash our little nasty southern smudges all off the table, and we'll have it neat and tidy for you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, for the Yankee I am in the northern. Yeah, we'll keep that stuff.
Well, see, you actually know how to tie your shoes and stuff, so that's great. I have to wear slip-ons.
You got the slip-ons, right. So you don't have the shoelace thing ain't a problem. So, well guys, thanks for
coming on, bro.
And,
oh, it was a real pleasure.
It's a great chat.
Good luck, brother. I hope I see you. You know, here in a little bit. Overall, it's been an awesome event. We're tickled to be here. So,
but we'll see you tomorrow.
Good to see you. Yep, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, there we go.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I appreciate
brother.
It. Both
absolutely.
Of you guys.
It's
thank
a real
you.
Treat. Yeah. Thanks for hopping on, buddy.
Absolutely.
Sorry to catch you off guard.
No, absolutely. But we'll chat tomorrow.
I'd like that. Yeah.
Man, we right now, oh man. Okay, so think about this. We have just had Thanksgiving dinner. We are just now kicking off the holiday season. I don't know about you. When you think of the holiday season, do you not think of corn cob pipes? Because I think of corn cob pipes.
I always think of corn cob pipes.
Well, think you got the turkeys during Thanksgiving. They're smoking their corn cob
That's
pipes.
Right.
You got the scarecrows. People
you think
put
about
out
the
scarecrows,
pilgrims and
the
stuff.
The pilgrims and such. And then you got Christmas, and you've got freaking Santa Claus over here busting out his corn cob pipe and a button nose. And then that's actually Frosty the Snowman.
That's right.
You got the snowmen out there.
That's right.
And the snowmen are enjoying the corn cob pipes and everything else. Corn cob pipes are all throughout the holidays. Nothing says holidays like corn cob pipes, and nothing says corn cob pipes like our friends at Missouri Meerschaum.
That's right, man. Please go to their website, corncobpipe.com. Buy one today. They will send it right to your front door in record time. And, man, I know they would be happy to see you smoking their pipe.
You
and,
know,
tell them we sent you.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You know, it's interesting getting all these folks on the mic that are taller than me. and then trying to like adjust the mic for him and everything, and then get it back. The funny thing is, what ends up happening is the weight of the mic kind of pulls it back down, and I feel a little guilty about that one. But man, okay, so I'm curious. So you know, you obviously got a chance to meet Greg. That was huge.
Yeah.
And then you know, I left you alone for 5 minutes. Have you bought anything?
I haven't.
Okay.
I just
assumed that you did.
I haven't had time to buy anything. I imagine tomorrow is going to be ugly because
it's going to be dangerous.
I sense greenbacks in my wallet that want to separate from me in the very near future.
The funny thing is, I feel like every single pipe show I've ever come to, in my head, I'm like, this is where I'm going to find that one Meerschaum pipe that I've been looking for. I've got, you know, awesome Meerschaum insert that was a gift from Pylor, or not from Pylor, but from Mark VV, it's a fantastic pipe. I love it. Enjoy smoking it.
Yep.
But I'm still looking for that, like, that classic, you know, just that standard Meerschaum. You've got one that's your tasting pipe. And I remember seeing that.
I actually brought it with me.
This is what always happens. Yep. I see the pipe I want when someone else is smoking
it. Someone else has it.
Right.
And then you forget that, I should go buy a pipe like that.
Yeah.
Or go find it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have a billiard, a Meerschaum. You know, so many Meerschaums have these exotic carvings.
Yeah.
You know, they're just really ostentatious and in a good way. But this particular pipe is just a very simple, small billiard Meerschaum pipe. And it's kind of my tasting pipe for when I have new tobaccos that we're working on and that kind of thing.
Well, you know, I was talking to Kevin Brackett.
Yeah.
It was here.
Yeah, I know
and,
Kevin.
You know,
yeah.
So Kevin normally, he travels with the guy that from Istanbul that actually carves pipes.
That makes the pie. A lot of, he's done them on site before.
Exactly.
Actually.
And he'll take commissions where he will take the picture of your face from various angles, and he will carve, not 3D print, mind you.
Carve.
This man is carving from this like premium Meerschaum portrait pipe, essentially, is what they call it.
They don't have, for my fat head, they don't have a block
There's
of Meerschaum
enough.
Big enough.
I don't know, man. I've seen some big headed Meerschaums out there,
especially my nose. Like that, they'd have to have a really elongated piece of Meerschaum.
Yeah,
so it'd be impressive. Yeah.
So anyway, I was talking to him, and it was interesting because he was telling me about the tension that exists going to a lot of these pipe shows right now because of, again, post pandemic. There is kind of this question: people are going to come back.
That's interesting.
And you know, without naming names or getting into too much details, there's been some shows this year that I think a lot of people felt not necessarily burned by, but because of their experience, they've been cautious going into some of these other shows. And so I think one of the great thing that is hearing so much encouragement about the Las Vegas Pipe Show this year, which is, I think really hopeful for where things are going. But I mean, you know, again, we were giving him a lot of praise, and it was not just because he was here. If anything, it was in spite of the fact that he was here. We were praising.
Yeah. Frankly,
Brian.
I kind of try to knock him down a peg or two when I see him,
but you can't, man. I'll tell you why, man, because what he's done here in Las Vegas needs to be a text. It needs to be like the new standard, like of a new era in pipedom, in pipe shows, because he's doing something here. And if you run a pipe show, if you know somebody's running a pipe show, you need to take note. You need to call up Brian. You need to hire him as a consultant or something. Although I'm sure he'd just give away the information for free. Because in all fairness, it's a lot of stuff that we've been saying for years, to be honest. And like, he is applying it here and doing some fantastic work. And you know, like, yeah, there's some different things. They've kind of figured some things out and everything else. And but I'm telling you, this is fantastic. It's been incredible to see.
It's been a lot of fun. I can only see it growing. And I think our industry and our hobby community is really at a pivot point here. And he's leading the way.
Yeah, that's right.
Him and Dave, they're both leading the way. And it's exciting.
That's right.
It really is.
That's right. You know, one thing I've noticed as I was kind of walking the room is talking to folks, it seems like in terms of the products that are really kind of stand out for this show, it's been vintage tobaccos. People have been really looking at vintage 10s and kind of going after that. For me personally, though, something that I have seen go into a lot of these artisanal carvers, the stem work is next level.
I think one thing you realize when you truly start to get into the pipe community where you really appreciate premium pipes.
Yeah.
Is that a good carver will almost spend as much time on the stem as he does on the stummel, on the briar. A good carver really does. I mean, they spend that amount of time on that stem. And it's really important because that's the most intimate part of the pipe. And so, you know, we had a moment, we were oogling at some of these pipes somewhere from Europe over here, and the guy had, you know, made the stem look like it was, you know, fire coming out of a dragon's mouth. And there was one that looked like blown glass.
That one was so cool. It had a kraken on it.
The whole thing is just wild, yeah. You know, but they do. And you'll notice that. You'll notice, you know, a lot of these artisan pipe carvers, they are putting them, you know, some of their best work into those stems,
yeah.
and it really pays off.
It's absolutely incredible, man. So, I'm excited for it. I think that we've got some special things that are going on right now, and they're all on display here in Las Vegas. Other folks, any standout folks that you got? I mean, I know we've talked to a lot of people in a very short amount of time, but some, yeah. And a lot of listeners some listeners we hadn't seen. Pylorn's actually just walked by and was taking a picture and everything. I was going to try to pull him on mic real quick, but he was just passing by. But seeing Pylorn's, of course, is great. I know y'all have continued working together, which has been
nice.
Yeah,
no, that's right.
But we've got folks from Colorado that we've met. We got folks from California that are out here.
A lot of Californians here.
A lot of air. Really cool. And this is the beauty of this, is that I've not gotten a chance to meet some of these listeners that are out on this coast, the West Coast. You know, it's like it's a completely different listener base, you know, in terms of kind of getting a chance to meet folks. So it's been really interesting. And just, I don't know, man. I remember.
It reinvigorates you, doesn't it?
Well, I remember when we went to New Orleans, the New Orleans Pipe Show.
Yeah.
And I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that was the first time that you got it.
Yep.
Like in terms of like what this show meant to our audience, and then also the fact that our audience was there.
No, it's
you know
true.
I mean? Like, it's not
true.
Just like these growing numbers. It's like, no, these are people. These are like people with lives and families and passions and all this
kind of
stuff.
And they make time out of their week every week to hang out with
us. To incorporate us in it. And it's just one of those things where when you get a chance to, like, you know, connect with folks and meet folks, you know, that I think I've been very, what's the right word? I think after moving to Houston and kind of having kind of a, and again, this is not on the Houston Pipe Club at all and everything. I got nothing but love and respect for all the folks out there. But, like, I just remember the awkwardness of trying to connect was completely on me and not really knowing how to engage.
Yeah, that probably would be on you.
It was weird. No, it was 100%, because they were all, everybody was very kind. And for whatever reason, I think it was just I had a hard time, and I still have had a kind of a hard time trying to know how to, like, reach back out into that space. And I think, I don't know, being here has just really reminded me, man, we've got some great people. I mean, like, I know we have, but meeting people and kind of, you know,
when you share space, physical space with
shake
them,
somebody's hand, hear their stories,
it makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
With you know, how you appreciate the community. It really does.
Yeah.
And so, again, I know we've beat this dead horse over and over, but, you know, if you've never been to a pipe show before, go to one.
Yeah.
You need to go to a Blue Ribbon Pipe Show.
Absolutely.
Course, this one, we love Chicago. We talk about the one in Columbus and Richmond. There's so many, the new one they've got in, newer one that they've got in Nashville or in Columbia, Tennessee. You know, there's a lot of really impressive shows out there.
That's right.
Texas has become in its own right as well one of these Blue Ribbon shows, and, you know, people need to go to them, and you need to experience it. If you find yourself wondering what the buzz is about, call my bluff. Go to the pipe show and check it out.
Man,
so
that's wonderful. Well, man, hopefully we've given people a taste of Las Vegas in this episode, and you've gotten a chance to experience even just a little bit. If you head over to, by the way, our Twitter channel at Squire Radio, we've been taking pictures and trying to post those up there. I've always forget to take pictures, and so I've been trying to be very cognizant of trying to grab a couple of selfies with some listeners. And I got a few pipes up there that stood out to me. I hope to post a couple more tomorrow
sort
of thing. So you can go back, you'll find all of that information on our Twitter handle. By the way, you can keep up with us throughout the week. You can follow us at Squire Radio. You can follow John David at John David Cole, the shop at _ Country Squire. But all that information and more can be found at CountrySquireRadio.com. All right, man. Well, hey, let's go have a day.
See you, brother.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save